You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 119.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my friends? It's Alex here, and I am recording another podcast. This will probably be the final one, or the last podcast, for a while anyway, from the beach. It's our last day here with my family in Marco Island, and just a beautiful setting out here. So I recorded the last one, episode 117 here, early in the morning from the beach. Kind of got inspired to wake up even earlier, get a workout in, and do it again. And kind of along the lines of feeling inspired, I highly want to encourage you guys, a really good friend of mine, who I've also had on the show, Trevor Mock from Carrot Websites. Really, really good dude. He's got a great podcast called The Carrot Cast. And I highly encourage you guys to check it out. I've been listening to a bunch of their episodes. And sorry, if you hear that noise, I got a tractor just kind of sanding out the beach here. But there was one particular, there's a couple episodes that I want to touch on over the course of the next several episodes that are very timely for me anyways. And so I wanted to kind of piggyback on some of the things that he talked about. So again, if you guys don't know Trevor Mock, do a search in flipempire.com for Trevor Mock. I want to say he was episode maybe 12, 14, or 16, one of those. So definitely check it out. Great dude. He's built an incredible business. They got over 3,000 customers over at Carrot. We were texting back and forth last week, and we're probably going to get him on for another round here in a couple of weeks. So one of the episodes that he recently came out with, and I want to give him all the credit, is about his best, forgetting the title, but basically it's about his best marketing strategy. And I thought I'd do kind of a spin-off show on that topic because I can't tell you how often people reach out to me and say, hey, you know, from a marketing perspective, what's working for you, right? It's direct mail, it's Facebook, it's SEO, it's paper, bandit signs, yellow letters, I mean, you name it. And people are always asking, like, what's working in today's market? Especially if you're on one of the coasts or if you're in a hot market, you know, like Phoenix or something like that. There's a lot of investors out there, you know, and let's be honest, there's a lot of the big box seminar companies that, you know, are rolling into town doing a 2-3-4 hour, you know, just kind of preview, and then selling people into coaching, which is a fantastic business model for those people. And you know, some people actually end up taking the information, taking the coaching and mentoring, and becoming a success, doing their first deal, and then, you know, moving on from there. But let's be honest, guys, let's keep it 100. Most of the people that go to these things are just seminar junkies or looking for information. They're bouncing around. And I probably say my guess is 95 to 98% of them don't take action, which is unfortunate, right? Because in the last episode, I talked about how it just really takes one idea, something to trigger, a spark of action. And that can mean all the difference in the world to you, your business, and your family. So one of the things Trevor talked about is how, put aside all the different marketing techniques, all the different things you can implement in your business, what's the biggest thing that will separate you from your competition in whatever market you're in? That's your best marketing strategy, right? So we've all heard about, you know, what's your unique selling proposition? What's your USP? If nobody's ever asked you that, sit down, write it down. Like, what separates you from everybody else in your market? And again, I want to just be 100% honest with you. This is something that I'm really thinking about and feeling like I've fallen short as a leader in my business. I think I have fallen short, and it's something that I'm going to be challenging my team with, is really brainstorming, putting our heads together and seeing why should a homeowner work with us? Why should they sell their house to us, go under contract with us, versus the 100 or 200 other investors in my market? Now, you're always going to be biased, right? You're always going to feel like you can serve them better than anybody else. But how do you communicate that to them? Through you know, through the way that you are, the way that, you know, the culture that you've built in your business and on your team, your core values, your mission statement, the vision that you have, you know, for your business. Like, how do you convey that to a seller, whether if it's you that's meeting with them at the kitchen table, or if you have an acquisitions team? What's your unique selling proposition? Figure that out. And I'm truly, like, I really believe that if you figure that out, that's your best marketing strategy, right? Because that's the one thing that while people may try to duplicate, they can't exactly nail it the way you have. Like, it may be something about your processes, your systems. It may be something about what you can do for the seller that most other people cannot, right? And so, like, one example of this, you know, that we've kicked around is, you know, recently we've bought a lot of properties in which, well, I wouldn't say a lot, but we've bought, I can think of at least three or four in the last, you know, at least this year, where we've allowed the seller to stay inside the property for, you know, a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, maybe a month at max. And so maybe that's something a lot of these sellers don't have a place to move to, you know, once they go under contract. And a big objection for them is, well, where am I going to go? How am I going to find a place? I remember one seller in particular, this was probably in February or March that we closed this deal. I want to say we made like 17, 18 grand. It wasn't a huge deal. But my acquisitions manager actually went above and beyond for the seller and found her a rental, found her a one bedroom condo. This was an older lady that was, you know, her husband had passed away a couple of months prior, and she had been in that house for about 30, 40 years. And she just was completely overwhelmed with the thought and idea of having to find a place. My acquisitions manager happens to be a licensed agent. He went above and beyond to found her a place, right? So that's an example of a unique selling proposition is, hey, we can keep you in the house after closing, and we can even help find you a place. And I'm just shooting from the hip here. That's the first thing that came to mind. But think about what separates you from your competition, right? Because, I mean, guys, again, let's be honest. Everybody buys with cash, right? Everybody takes care of your closing costs. There's no commissions. There's no fees. We close on the date of your choice. Like, it's so played out. And while those are benefits to the seller, don't get me wrong, and those are things that we definitely, you know, convey to the seller, that's what everybody does, right? So you look at these postcards that have these bullet points, no closing costs, you know, cash off, a fair cash offer, and all these things that everybody communicates. It's like again, what separates you from everybody else? And I think if you challenge yourself and you figure that out, I think you found your best marketing strategy and something that's going to be very hard for somebody else to duplicate, right? Because they're not you, they're not your team, and they might not do it as good as you. Or maybe you might have your own spin on it, or the way that you do something. Maybe something that's proprietary about, you know, your system, or I think the example is the example that Trevor gave in his episode is the company Open Door, right? So if you go to opendoor.com, you know, this is a company that's backed by millions and millions of dollars, and they have a proprietary software, right, that comes up with an offer in like 5 minutes. And then they schedule an inspection. And so they have a very specific way of going about and giving the seller a fair offer. And it's very transparent to the seller. Like, you know, I mean, we come up with our offers, and oftentimes, I bet you most investors that I've spoken to, they don't explain to the seller how they came up to that offer, right? I don't know very many investors that are meeting with sellers and saying, well, you know, we calculate, you know, we give you 70% of the ARV, and then, you know, we back out repairs and we back out our fee. Like that, we don't communicate that to sellers. So a lot of sellers that you might give an offer to, they're probably thinking to themselves, well, how the hell did you come up with this lowball number? In their head anyways, right? To us, we know what we're doing and we know why we need to buy it at a certain price. But the seller probably doesn't understand that. So again, guys, I guess in wrapping up here, just this is something I'm challenging myself with, challenging my team with, is let's really hone in and get specific and identify what our unique selling proposition is. And I want you to do the same. Like, let's try to raise the bar here. You know, especially here in South Florida, you know, we have to overcome a lot of objections that I think other investors in different parts of the country might not have to overcome. You know, unfortunately in South Florida, there's been a lot of fraud throughout the years, mortgage fraud and, you know, all this just crazy stuff that happens here. And so, you know, we need to try to fight through a lot of those objections. And when people think investor or real estate investor, for, you know, the we buy ugly houses people, you know, we don't always have the best impression in the minds of the sellers anyways. And so how can we raise the bar, you know, for wholesalers, for the real estate investor community? How can we be more transparent with sellers? How can we identify our unique selling propositions? Kind of want to get a conversation started around that topic. And so, you know, ideally, you guys can comment in the show notes page of this particular episode 119, or you could just shoot me an email. And yeah, again, that's one of the things that I'm really going to be talking to my team about, is just pinpointing and identifying what our unique selling proposition is. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed this episode, guys. On the next one, it's going to be back to me in front of the mic. So audio quality is definitely going to be better. I appreciate you bearing with me here for the last couple episodes as I record this from the beach. And yeah, hopefully you've gotten something from this. Let me know. And I'll probably get back to, you know, more specifics as far as strategies are concerned, things that we're doing in our business that are working, some things that we've tested that are not working. And so, yeah, I look forward to connecting with you on the next show, guys. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen in. And I look forward to hopping on here. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.